Obama stumping for support for his health care reform in the West, making his last stop in Phoenix. A dozen people show up with guns because, after all, you can carry guns. It's one of the few states in the country you can do that besides New Hampshire. Of course, they were outside the event where Obama was speaking, fair or foul. There's a lot of backlash on this. I'll give you the scoop on it. And there's a lot of backlash, of course, on health care reform. What's the latest? We certainly have it. Also, 75% of you don't think that the stimulus is working. Shocking. You don't think it's working, huh? $787 billion, she said sarcastically. Of course it's not working. Does anybody feel as though things are getting better in this country? The Dow dropped 180 points, and not a good day across the board anywhere financially. Of course, that there is an ebb and flow to that. In the meantime, we have other things going on, like swine flu concerns. Kids are already back in school, some of them. Some are getting ready to go back in the next couple of weeks. The vaccine that was being rammed down our throats, well, it's being tested right now. But the 125 million vaccines that were supposed to be available have now been whittled down to about 45 million vaccines. And, oh, yeah, you need 2 doses of the stuff. As a parent, if you're listening, how do you feel about this whole vaccine in the first place? And as an American, how do you feel about the vaccine? Because now you probably aren't going to get it anyway. First, you're told that let's line up the pregnant women and the kids, and now you're told, guess what, we're not going to have enough doses of the stuff. And some people, depending on their conditioning, are dying from the swine flu. It was labeled a pandemic by the World Health Organization, but we're not really hearing too much about it. You will in the next couple of weeks, again, with the kids going back to school and what happens with the doses and all that other sort of stuff. Flu season is in the fall and is in the winter, so traditionally any kind of a flu virus, if you were going to catch one, that's when you would catch it, and kids are definitely susceptible to it. I'll tell you, if I were a parent, I would definitely be asking a lot of questions, as you should anyway, with any kind of a vaccine, as we now have seen in this fight for autism, that it's turning out, and some of the research that's now being peddled to back it up, some of the unnecessary vaccines have actually hurt the kids that were diagnosed with autism because they had too many in a row and for other various reasons. So there are parents, of course, that are worried about the vaccine process in itself. And there are people that are concerned, obviously, in this country about the swine flu. So much so that, to the very extreme, many people think that we're going to end up with martial law. I can't go there with you because I don't think we're going to see that. But I am concerned about who's getting the vaccinations and, of course, are they safe, which I would normally question anyway. So it appears as though we are questioning our government on a lot of different things these days, whether it be the swine flu vaccination, whether it be health care reform, which would go kind of hand in hand with that, or a slew of other things. Like the economy, like what's happening with the mortgages. Now we're going to get ready to have another second unfortunate, flurry of foreclosures across the nation. So it's kind of, who do you believe? Is the economy getting better? Are there more jobs? Or are we still in this crippled state of a recession? And how do we get out of it? I just saw a statistic today that we're going to have at least 10% unemployment now through 2011. Therefore, I go back to my sarcastic reaction to the stimulus and the $787 billion. Is the stimulus working? No, it's not working. You can paint the picture however you want to, but there is no trickle down in this, at least not yet. And so forget this whole talk, the whispers in the halls. right before everybody skedaddled from the Hill for the break about the possibility of a second stimulus. No, thank you. How much more debt do we want to go into? Here is what Governor Schweitzer had to say. Governor Schweitzer from Montana, and of course Montana was one of the stops on the Obama trip in the selling of health care reform. Here was his take.
Well, I got to tell you, if you run the numbers, you'll find that in the United States, we pay about twice as much for our health care as all the other industrialized countries, and about 17% of our people don't have health insurance. Well, if we could cut back those costs by even 20%, we easily have enough money to cover the rest of the folks. So there's not a huge expansion of dollars. These are dollars that are just shifting so that we can make sure that we can cover all of America, and it actually wouldn't cost us any more money if we just get some cost containment. We got to quit paying more than everybody else. We're looking like fools. People are always concerned about change. They're not sure exactly how it's going to affect them or their family. But I can tell you this, virtually everybody in Montana knows that we pay too much for health care, that it's increasing in cost too fast, and we've got to make some changes. Some of those changes are that we've got to use evidence-based medicine. Ah, that's pretty straightforward. Don't spend money on a procedure that's not going to improve the outcome.
All right, so how about it? Is there any takers on what Schweitzer is saying? Look, we're looking like idiots, and there is a way to afford this. Here's what I think. In his math, I would refute some of his math, because I think ultimately, honestly, and from what I have heard from other people, people who are in the trenches, people who are doctors, etc., including my own doctor, this is the problem when you talk about procedures and the unnecessary procedures versus the procedures you need, etc., and then trying to decide which is what procedure the patient needs. Of course, ultimately the problem becomes the cost of whatever the tests are on the insurance. If you have government-run insurance, what quality of the tests are you going to get, and how many tests are they going to order? Are they going to order unnecessary tests and jack up the price that you ultimately are going to have to pay out of pocket? Or are you not going to get certain tests because they're too unaffordable according to the list of whatever that would be? Or am I way out of line here and am I completely wrong? And am I going down the wrong track? And is this really the way to go? And I just haven't seen the light yet. Got an email from somebody the other day, John Jay, and John Jay said to me, Kate, love the show. I listen to it. You always seem to be a person who has common sense, but I just don't understand what you're saying about health care reform. Don't you think people across the nation should have health care? And I do think people across the nation should have health care. There's a small percentage, they call them the invincibles, that's people under 25 who don't think that anything can happen to them, and they want to save their money for beer or to date some cool chick to take her to the movie and be able to afford to take her out for some grub, right? So they feel like they're invincible. I'm sure all of us at one point in our lives felt the same way and took a chance and didn't get health care. We didn't want it taken out of our already small checks. But the majority of the people we're talking about are seniors. It's seniors on fixed incomes, and some of them living below the poverty line. And I want to make sure that their health care doesn't suffer as a result. You can throw in your two cents, as I am fond of saying here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. But also coming up, an alien with a lemon-shaped head. No, this isn't George Norrie's program, but we have some details coming up around the bend.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Programming notes here for America tonight. Number one, coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to go deep on Afghanistan with Jeff Atticott. He is the man who started one of the first terrorism law courses in the United States. He is an expert from the Center for Terrorism Law, and he'll join us on our next program. That should be interesting because Afghanistan's kind of getting shoved in the corner, and there's not a lot of conversation. Now, we've had that on America Tonight because front and center is health care reform. It affects every single one of us right here on our soil, and let's face it, the guys and the women who are serving in our military, although they get I was talking to someone today about this, they get pretty decent health care depending when they come back on which VA they go to. I mean, some of the VAs are pretty good and some of them not so good. Remember when the Washington Post did the horrible story on Walter Reed, and then in fact in Dallas, Texas, they had one of the worst veterans facilities in the entire United States. They actually closed it down to fix it up, which was actually a good thing that somebody brought attention to it. Remember Bob Dole was supposed to oversee that and go and tour the various facilities. Well, anyway, healthcare a concern to all of us. Doesn't matter how old you are, young, middle-aged, or retirement age, or beyond that. I know I've talked about it before on this show, but it's somebody near and dear to me. I mean, this guy rocks. My grandfather, John Fitzgerald, living in Florida, he's on Medicare. He just, I think, barely qualifies for it. He ran a truck company in back in the day, and he got something from the truck company course, and he also was a veteran. He also served, and he gets better private care, frankly, than where he is in the part of Florida that he's in than he does at the Veterans Hospital. I always worry when something happens and he has to go because we can never find him. We can never hear from the doctors. And like I said, it's just a coin flip. Some of the hospitals are good and some of them aren't. Kind of like private care. The complaints we hear about some of the doctors, you know, that you are forced to go to because of the system that you're in, that your corporation's in, versus choosing your own doctor. Yeah. So if you want to talk about that, you can certainly do that. 800-259-5791. I'm going to tell you about the guns being brought to Obama's stop in Phoenix in a second and the reaction to that. But first, this story was just too interesting, I thought, when I read it. Remember, I just described this lemon-shaped head, and they say there was this alien with a lemon-shaped head and a jazz-themed encounter with a UFO at the Glastonbury Festival. Now, this is in the UK. They just released a bunch of documents, the Ministry of Defense did, and there were 14 files, and they had 4,000 pages of UFO sightings from 1981 to 1996. And, of course, the equivalent of their archival system, I guess in Britain it's the National Archives database, they're available online. And they range from what people described what they saw, lights in the sky, to close contact with aliens. And the files contain detailed analysis on some of the more popular cases that were unexplained. I'll give you a few of them. It's interesting stuff. In one incident back in 1995, two guys in their 20s from Staffordshire, which is central England, told the police there that they saw an alien with that lemon-shaped head descend from a hovering UFO and tell them, "We want you, come with us." In another sighting recorded by defense officials in 94, two women at that music festival that I mentioned reported seeing a UFO floating above the jazz stage. Now, this is what you need to know. 90% of the cases, according to their files, have been accounted for. There have been multiple sightings of brightly illuminated oval objects in London during 93 and 94, and they were explained as an airship advertising the launch of a new car. In 1993, you had those like 30 reports of it over a 6-hour period. And there, you know, the defense staff was working overtime practically. And they finally uncovered that the lights that they saw then were caused by a Russian rocket reentering the atmosphere. So the documents that they released showed in 96, there were 608 sightings, which 608 sightings, that's dramatic from the previous year of 117. Now, of course, you know, in Hollywood, they make fun of it or they play up to it. You have Independence Day. I love that scene where Will Smith, he's got the cigar in his mouth and he's dragging the alien behind him. The X-Files popularized it, and there are just flat-out people who believe in UFOs. And now we have District 9, this new movie that was a huge hit at the box office. That's exactly what they play into. I mean, it's a fair question. And because this isn't the focus, really, of America Tonight, but it's intriguing because we're on in the night. If you're going to see those flashing lemon heads and lights and everything else, you're going to see it while the show is on. Do you believe in UFOs? I think it's fascinating to hear people try to describe what they think that they've seen. But, you know, the question is, there's no gray area here. I think you either believe in UFOs or you don't believe in UFOs, and things can be explained away. And I'll tell you what, it would have to be, if you're a super skeptical, let's say even a little cynical type of a person, and you had one of these encounters, can you just imagine truly trying to sell it to anybody near and dear to you. I can tell you in my own life, as much as I've, you know, I say this all the time, I got friends that are flaming liberal Democrats. I have friends that are super conservative. I have friends that are younger. I have friends that are older. I honestly think that if I told anybody in my life that I swear I was driving to the store after the show, and I thought I saw lights in the sky, and I thought I saw a lemon-headed alien, they would totally think I was either playing the dozens with them, trying to get them, or that I must have had something and not realized it. They'd probably run through a bunch of things to ask me if I had anything, that whether it was NyQuil to whatever. Did you have a glass of wine when you happened to see that in the sky? Wasn't there supposed to be whatever going on? I don't know, Matt. I'm going to ask you, because luckily, you're in your late 20s, because pretty soon you're going to hit that 30 mark, and then it's all downhill, including your vision. So do you believe in UFOs?
I don't know if it's concrete, but for me, it seems like there's got to be something else out there. You know, I don't know if I necessarily believe totally into it, but it just seems like as far as big as, you know, the universe and everything is, there's got to be some signs of other life out there somewhere.
See, I think that, too. I think there has to be signs of life. Do I think sometimes people, their mind plays tricks on them and they think they're seeing something? And then, of course, sometimes things can be explained with the lights, like the rocket, the Russian rocket. And you see that, and you do think, well, what is that? But I think it would be very tough to face most of your family and friends if you really did have some kind of an encounter. I mean, I'm a proof person, too. Just like when we're talking about healthcare, I want to know the facts. Give me the facts. So I have that personality, so I can't imagine myself trying to sell that to people without some kind of proof. I mean, don't you think most of the people in your life would want proof?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think
they'd want a picture of something. Well, then show me, Matt. You know what happened? If you're saying there was a lemon-headed person that was saying, "Come with me," well, where is the proof of that?
And especially now that we're in the age of, you know, cell phones and cell phone cameras and everything like that, that if there was something out there, definitely someone would snap a picture somehow, eventually.
See, that's what I think. Unless, I mean, you could explain it away that they couldn't be seen on film, but I would think, I would think that would be my, I mean, honestly, that's a weird thing, but that would be that what I would try to do, to have some kind of proof, because now, if this really does exist, if you really did see something, prove it, that's what it would be. And if you remember, there were, there were documents about a UFO incident in Belgium between 89 and 90, and I remember this story. The Belgian Air Force F-16 fighter scrambled to intercept this brightly lit triangular flying objects that were reported by the police, and they weren't able to do it. Coming up next, we bounce back to healthcare here on America Tonight.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Did you get any unwanted emails from your government? Well, the plug has been pulled on flag@whitehouse.gov. I'll explain in just a second. Kate Hangum with you, coast to coast and everywhere between here on America Tonight. Healthcare reform, though, front and center. There was a West Coast swing. We'll call it a Western swing, not really a West Coast, Western swing for the President Barack Obama. His last stop was in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, of course, Phoenix, Arizona is one of those places where you can carry a weapon. I mean, of course, you have to have a permit for it, just like Texas, et cetera, or New Hampshire. But in Arizona, what you had happen outside of where Obama was speaking, you had a man with an assault rifle and about a dozen others that were carrying weapons. They're there making the point, you know, don't take our guns, and were for Second Amendment rights and that kind of thing. They weren't waving signs that said so, but they were just peacefully carrying them about. So the Phoenix police, their take on it was, look, they were monitoring the people. They were peaceful. They were demonstrating, and there was no problems whatsoever. They exercised their right to bear arms. That's what the sergeant said. Arizona law has nothing in the books regulating assault rifles, by the way. They only require permits for carrying concealed weapons. So even though you had a guy with a very big rifle in the proximity of our president, there wasn't a charge or an arrest made. And, you know, even the sergeant explained the law to people who were upset about the idea that you had a weapon at the protest. Now, some people were completely outraged by this and said that, you know, you're inviting problems here, that something is going to happen. And how can you allow a man with an assault rifle, to be that close to our president? But yet you had the Secret Service saying that, you know, nothing's happened in New Hampshire or Arizona, and we're not aware of any other protesters attending with open weapons, and there's no indication that anyone organized anything here. And the bottom line is, whoever was carrying the weapons, they wouldn't have gotten close to the president, because regardless of any state laws on openly carrying weapons, because here's the deal, the venue, wherever it is, whenever Obama is out, is considered a federal site. So the Secret Service, naturally protecting the president, you're not allowed to have weapons inside whatever event it is. If he's speaking at a luncheon, if he's inside a stadium, whatever it was. So in the case of New Hampshire, in the case of Arizona, the people carrying weapons were outside of where Obama was speaking. So it was completely legal. Now, does this set anyone off? Does this make you feel offended? Do you think it's dangerous and crazy to have somebody with an assault rifle outside of a spot where our president is speaking? I say that the man he was very peaceful, didn't do anything that was against the law. And with the Secret Service themselves saying he wasn't a threat, never was a threat, wouldn't be a threat, I would back him up completely. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And of course, you have the police there. The police are watching what's going on. There was a decent sized group of people that were protesting with signs and yelling and stuff, but none of the guys with the guns were doing that anyway. And I understand that in a place like New Jersey or a place like Illinois, it wouldn't be acceptable because that's not a state law. So you would be breaking law and would be arrested anyway. In this case, they're completely within their rights. You can't You can't arrest somebody when they're not doing something, you know, to break the law, bottom line. 800-259-5791. Let's go across the border. He's been waiting anxiously. Al, listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al.
Yeah, I got a comment about Michael Vick, but before I do that, whatever you Americans do, do not let lawyers and politicians poke their noses into health care. I'll give you an example. If an elderly person is in the hospital in Canada, they put a do not resuscitate thing on his bed, and they starve him to death. And the family can do nothing. They got nowhere else to go because the government has a monopoly on it. But anyways, Kate, Michael Vick is going to play quarterback for the Eagles, right?
Backup quarterback, yes.
Backup quarterback, yeah. So, and he's also going to do volunteer work. I heard him crying a bunch of crocodile tears on the television. He's going to do volunteer work for the SPCA, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that should stand for Save Pro Career from Annihilation. that's the only SPCA he cares about, and he claims that he found Jesus in jail, right? That's what he said.
He did, and you know what? That's when I thought he was way too over the top for me.
That makes sense, Kate, because his career was put to death, and 2 years later, it rose from the dead. So, I mean, it's biblical. And also, Kate, I heard a funny joke the other day. Somebody told me that some famous lady named Squeaky just got out of jail, right?
Squeaky Prom.
Yeah, well, what was Celine Dion in jail for anyways?
Brum pump. We need to carry a rim shot around for you, Al. Here's the deal with Michael Vick, by the way. That's interesting that he brought that up with the 60 Minutes. Now that I've actually seen the whole thing, I thought it was a little, some of the, what he had to say was a little hollow and wasn't heartfelt to me. He, you know, here's the deal. Ultimately, he served his time. So I'm about second chances. And the great thing about this country is we're about second chances, right? It was pathetic, horrible. I can't even think of the right words to describe what he did to those dogs. I just can't even stretch my mind to think about it. Now they're saying the dog fighting hasn't stopped anyway across the United States. Lots of people are doing it. In fact, I saw a report today where they're traveling around in trucks with the dogs and then releasing them and holding these impromptu dog fights. So it hasn't scared people away from doing it in various places. But the bottom line is, if you just strictly go by the law, and we are a lawful country, he served his time. He was sentenced. He served his time. And it's up to whoever in the NFL to decide that they want to take a chance on him with a mentor like Tony Dungy, who's a stand-up guy and is backing him up and trying to pave the way. Jeffrey Lurie thought for the Eagles it was fine. He was a fine fit, and he was willing to take the chance on Michael Vick. As to whether or not the fans will embrace him, you know, he talks about doing work for the SPCA. He's saying that he'll do that, but I don't know where he'll do that, because the people in Philadelphia are saying no, they don't want him. They don't want to take any kind of public service announcements from him or have him speak anywhere on their behalf. Now, that's just the Philadelphia chapter. Nationally, there could be another chapter that says he can do it, or on a national scale or whatever, but not locally. And there are lots of people who are dog owners who are protesting the idea that they being Jeffrey Lurie and the Philadelphia Eagles, decided to take Michael Vick, to take him in and, you know, bring him into the fold and make him an Eagle. I think I said this the other night, a really hot seller in Philly are these T-shirts that say, "Watch your Beagles, because Michael Vick is now an Eagle." And there are other things and other posters that are up and all that sort of stuff. But let's see what happens when the games happen, and if he gets into a game, and he's not supposed to, as it stands now, he's not eligible to come in until the sixth game of the season. But, you know, as Matt said, and we were talking in the break, our technical director, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, could change that. He could lift that a little bit sooner. I don't know that he will. But regardless, he's going to be wearing a Philly uniform. He's going to be there with an Eagles jersey on, and he's at the practices. He's already made his second practice. He'll be in his third practice tomorrow. So he's part of the team, for better or worse. We'll see what the City of Brotherly Love does. And also we'll see what some of the visiting teams do, which is where I think it could even get a little bit dicier, maybe with signs and all that sort of stuff. But hey, you know, that's to be expected. Once you do something like that and it becomes such a public outcry, even though he did serve his time, it's freedom of speech, baby. So if NFL fans get a little bit rough on Michael Vick, you know, that's exactly, like I said, that's exactly what could be expected when you have the right to express your opinion. Now, as you know, and you'll see it sometimes if you watch Fox or you watch NBC or whatever, you're watching the games, watch ESPN, and a lot of the stadiums, if there's a vicious sign that's up, in fact, a lot of them, sometimes when they're displayed, they'll end up taking them down. Like, you know, the policemen will go up into the stands and they'll take them down because it's obscene or whatever. Other times, many of the signs will just be left up. So it'll depend on whether or not people, embrace him on the Eagles' schedule. You know, when they play the Giants, when they play the Dallas Cowboys, when they play any of the other teams that are on their schedule. Hey, speaking of football, don't forget we do Nail the Score on Thursdays. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Once the season rolls out, we'll be doing that Nail the Score thing here, previewing the game of the week. And it's your chance to win an incredible prize from America Tonight. Hang with us. More to come on ATN.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the White House and emails, there was a massive backlash over how these collected emails would be used that the White House got, and the address was actually flag@whitehouse.gov, and they received information on, we'll call it fishy claims about Barack Obama's health plan. So emails to addresses that now we'll bounce back with a message that the email address you just sent a message to is no longer in service. We're now accepting your feedback about health care reform through whitehouse.gov/reality check. So the flag service came out, I guess, August 4th, and there was a blog post that said there's disinformation about health insurance reform that's spinning around out there, spanning from the control of personal finances to end-of-life care, and these rumors often travel just below the surface through chain emails or through casual conversation, blah, blah, blah. Since we can't keep track of all of them here at the White House, we're asking for your help. If you get an email or see something on the web about health insurance reform that seems fishy, send it to flag@whitehouse.gov. So now, which is typical, the White House flack, the press secretary, Robert Gibbs, says at a briefing after they launched the service, we're not collecting names from the emails. We're asking that if people are confused about what health care reform is going to mean to them, we're happy to clear that up for you. Nobody's keeping anybody's names. Right. So Senator John Cornyn from Texas, who's the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, of course, was the, one of the first guys to put up his own red flag. He wrote a letter to Obama and said, this is privacy concerns, baby. This is a monitoring program. You can't do this. And so there were a lot of people that were pretty upset about this whole email thing, and because they were collecting names. I mean, they would have had to have some names in the database. It's inevitable, right? They would have to have it. They're in the accounts. So now the question is, how many did they, you know, what emails did they get? And ultimately, are they purging the names and the email addresses because of the whole privacy thing? See, it's just that extra step that they just don't think about. And the idea was, okay, there's a bunch of nonsense going on. We want to know what's going on out there. We want to see what people are fishing for and what, you know, ultimately what's being said. So come on, let's kick this in. But they're just not, they weren't thinking ahead of what would the backlash be for the emails that they collected. So bottom line is, it's done, it's gone, forget about it. So now you have to go to this whitehouse.gov/reality check if you want information on healthcare, but it's nothing about sending emails to that address. I guess you could copy and paste it, but it's more about the questions. I have a question with this one. You know, we talked about the Octomom a bunch on this show because, frankly, I just, again, I mean, her right to do whatever she wants to do with her body, but the idea is she obviously wanted fame, and she got it. And the people in California were outraged by all the stories they heard about the Octomom, and now ultimately the whole reality television thing is right there in her mirror, too. And nonstop paparazzi. So now there's the story that came out of England that there is a woman who is defying, I guess, the medical advice that was given to her, and she is vowing that she's going to give birth to all 6 girls and 6 boys. She is carrying 12 children. And I guess you know, these were all conceived after fertility treatments, but that would smash the world record for multiple births. And, of course, the father's not identified in this one, just a name. And they said they're overjoyed by the possibilities, the amount of children that they would have, and they would be split evenly, 6 and 6. And they don't know whether she had the in vitro fertilization treatment, you know, that's not reported, or some other kind of treatment, but the bottom line is it is a definite that she is carrying that many. And here's the deal. I mean, there is a risk of how many will survive, and also a big risk to the mother as well. But Matt, can you even imagine having, as a man, if you had a wife who was going to give birth to 12 children at one time?
That would be ridiculous. I can't imagine that.
You'd have a team. You'd have a baseball team and then some. You'd have backups. You'd have more.
You'd have an entire
football team.
Basketball team and a bench. You'd do whatever you wanted.
How do you feed them? I mean, how many loaves of bread, how many jars of baby food, how could you afford 12 at one time?
That's ridiculous. And then the thought of, I mean, you got to hire somebody as like a full-time nanny then at least. At least one person, maybe if not two.
That's
outrageous.
Crazy. I think it's outrageous, too.
And you'd never have time. Like, you think anybody's going to want to babysit 12 kids?
No, and then what you just said right there, you'd never have time. We worry so much about how much you think, you know, you're close to your family and you have a sibling. But imagine if you had all those siblings, how much attention would you get? And kids want attention. They need attention. How much mothering, fathering could you possibly get?
Yeah, none of these kids are ever going to be, like, have a sense of self or independence, because even if they all go to the same school, then it's just they're one of 12, you know, and you're all the same age. I know of twins who had trouble breaking away from each other, and this is, you know, 6 times that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough. It is. It's tough for people know listening and they've raised kids. It's tough with however many kids you have. It just is. And the attention thing is big. It's big for children because no matter what, I don't care if you have a lot of money, no money, some money, you know, middle class, whatever. It's always about that. It's like Christmas. It's like when you have the Christmas tree and you have presents underneath the Christmas tree. Well, you don't have one kid that has so much more than the other kid. And it's the same thing with attention. So 12 kids that young, I mean, what were these people thinking? And it had to, you know, it was fertility treatment. So they had to have known. And once again, you have a doctor. What is he advising people when they're doing this? That he wants to be famous and be in record books? I don't understand. Because yes, while you might have multiple eggs or whatever, the chances of the 12 are not good. That would have had to be something that they decided, because there's just no way medically there would be that many in the womb if it was a question of helping with fertility. I mean, so give me a break here, please. Speaking of giving me a break and you a break, watch your credit cards. Check this out from Washington. Federal prosecutors, this is really foul, said on Monday they charged a Miami man with the largest case of credit and debit card data theft, ever in the United States. And here's the deal. He was a one-time government informant. He swiped 130 million accounts on top of 40 million he stole before. 28-year-old Albert Gonzalez broke his own record for identity theft. He hacked into retail networks and used his computer to do that. And he's, like I said, a former informant for the Secret Service. He helped the agency hunt hackers, and they later found out he'd been working with criminals and feeding them information on ongoing investigations, even warning off one of the people that they were trying to bust. So he's already in jail on a hacking case, and he was indicted in Jersey charged with conspiring with two other unnamed suspects to steal private information. But he targeted customers, and pay attention to this. He targeted customers of convenience stores like 7-Eleven, also a supermarket chain, Hannaford Brothers. There was also the Heartland Payment Systems. That's a New Jersey-based card payment processor. You know how that goes through there. And what he did, he had two Russian co-conspirators with him. They'd hack into corporate computer networks and place malware, that malicious software stuff, and it would allow them backdoor access to the networks to steal the information. If convicted, and this is the biggest one, he would get 20 years in prison. Oh, my, oh, my. And the trial he's waiting on now in New York for hacking into the computer network of Dave and Buster's, you know, that restaurant chain. It does scare you. It scares you. Every time I use the card now, I actually think of that. Like, man, I should just do everything in cash. Flip me an email, day or night, americatonight.net.